ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்போ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம் சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாபியாம் நமஹ. விவேக சூடாமணி, ஸ்லோகா 459. அஜோ நித்யஶாஸ்வத இதி ப்ரூதே ஸ்ருதிரமோகவாக் ததாத்மனா திஷ்டதோஸ்ய குத ப்ராரப்த கல்பனா. ஸோ ஆத்மா டஸ் நாட் ஹாவ் ப்ராரப்தா பிகாஸ் ஆத்மா டசன்ட் ஹாவ் ஜென்மா. தட் இஸ் ரீஇன்ஃபோர்ஸ்ட் இன் தி ஸ்லோகா. And if Atma doesn't have Janma, what has Jnani to do with that? If we ask, the Sakshi Pradhana Jnani, we are now all familiar with the terms Sakshi Pradhana Jnani and Ahankara Pradhana Jnani and all that. So the Sakshi Pradhana Jnani, he predominantly looks upon himself as Sakshi. In fact, most of the time, he is never focused on ahankara pradhana at all, that personality at all. For him, even if ahankara pradhana personality is functioning, because the minimum function has to be done, there he doesn't have a strong abhimana, identification. Just as, for example, every day we brush our teeth, we don't have strong abhimana for it. This is my teeth, I am brushing it, all those we don't think. Most of the time, actually, during brushing the teeth, people start worrying about so many other family matters, perhaps. So just as those activities are done without any strong association or abhimana, and one does not dwell upon those actions when it is completed also, the Sakshi Pradhana Jnani, he does not dwell upon his, for example, his fatherhood, his motherhood, or husbandhood, grandfatherhood, all those. All those are prominent in his life, but he doesn't dwell upon them. That is why Shankaracharya tells, for a Sakshi Pradhana Jnani, this sannyasa ashrama will be ideal, because ahankara roles like father, mother, employer, officer, all those things are not there. A grahastha has to be an ahankara pradhana jnani, because he has to invoke ahankara during all transactions, during vyavahara. And that is why, depending upon the ashrama, we emphasize Sakshi Pradhana Jnanam or Ahankara Pradhana Jnanam. And that is why Shankaracharya is always, he is talking about Sannyasi Pradhana. Therefore, whenever the pronoun, the word he uses, the he uses, you know, the word pronoun, the pronoun he is used, Shankaracharya says, he is equal to Sannyasi. For him, it is that because he emphasizes Sakshi Pradhana Jnani. ஜீவன் முக்த. அண்ட் தேர் ஃபோர் அஜோ நித்யா சாஸ்வதா இது ஸ்ருதி ஹி ப்ரூதே. ஸ்ருதி 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 ப்ரூதே. ஸ்ருதி டெல்ஸ் தட் ஐ ஆம் பர்த்லெஸ் அண்ட் தேர் ஃபோர் ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் பேரண்ட்ஸ், ஐ டோன்ட் ஹாவ் வைஃப் எட்ஸெட்ரா. ஸோ வேர் இஸ் த க்வெஸ்சன் ஆஃப் டியூட்டி டு மை பேரண்ட்ஸ், டு மை வைஃப் அண்ட் ஆல் தோஸ்? ஆல் தீஸ் திங்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல் மீனிங்லெஸ் ஃபார் அஜா நித்யா சாஸ்வதா இதி ஸ்ருதி ஹி ப்ரூதே. ஆக்சுவலி தி உபனிஷத் ஹி இஸ் ரெஃபரிங் டு இஸ் தி கட்டோபனிஷத். தேர் ந ஜாயத்தே ம்ரியத்தே வா விபஷ்சித் நாயம் குதச்சின்ன பபூவ கஷ்சித் அஜோ நித்யா சாஸ்வதோயம் புராணஹ ந ஹன்யதே ஹன்யமானே ஷரீரே. ஆக்சுவலி வி ஹாவ் டு பி கேர்ஃபுல் ஹியர். த சேம் வேர்ட்ஸ், யூ நோ த சேம் ஸ்லோகாஸ் வித் ஆல்மோஸ்ட் சிமிலர் வேர்ட்ஸ், தே அக்கர் இன் பகவத்கீதா ஆல்சோ. But here we should take Kathopanishad because Shankaracharya has the word Shrutihi, Shrutihi Brute, Vedam. Ajaha, Ajaha means birthless, no Janma. And Nityaha, Nityaha is deathless. Shashvataha, Shashvataha is eternal. Who? I, the Sakshi. Iti Shrutihi Brute. And how do we know the statement is correct? Because, you know, people might question that, even though Vedam says this, how do we know it is correct? Shankaracharya says, don't take this as a casual statement of Upanishads. So he says, Amoghavak. the Shruti which always tells the truth. Amogaha. Amogaha is Satyaha. And Amogavak means Satyavak. Ever valid, Shruti reveals my Swarupam as Sakshi. And this Jnani is what type of Jnani he is? Sadatmana Tishtaha Asya. He is a Sakshi Pradana Jnani who is not identified with Ahankara. In fact, he doesn't claim I am even a Jnani, because even to claim I am a Jnani, I have to identify with what? I have to identify with my Buddhi, because Jnanam belongs to the intellect. So Sakshi Pradana Jnani says, I am not a Jnani also. Then if you ask him, are you a Jnani then? I am not an Ajnani also. Then who am I? I am the illuminator of the mind which has Jnanam. I am the illuminator of the mind which has got Ajnanam also. Therefore, Sadatmana Tishtataha. Sadatmana. Sadatmana means Sakshi Rupena. That person who always looks upon himself as Sakshi. Kutaha Prarabdha Kalpana. Where is the question of Prarabdha at all? Therefore, he doesn't believe in the exhaustion of Prarabdha also. Shloka 416. Prarabdham Siddhyati Tada Yada Dehatmana Sthitihi Dehatma Bhavo Naiveshtaha Prarabdham Tyajyatamataha. So if you take, on the other hand, the Prarabdha used to be very much accepted from the standpoint of Ahankara or Shariram. Therefore, after Jnanam, if you love to look upon yourself as an enlightened mind, then you should be bothered about how the mind reacts to situations, physical conditions of the body, reactions of the mind, because you continue to identify with the mind. Whereas a Sakshi Pradana Jnani is not even bothered about the reactions of the mind, because mind itself for him is what? Is Mithya. And therefore he says, so all that thing, Yada Dehatmana Stitihi. If you are identified with the body, even after Jnanam, that is, you are Aham Brahmasmi, whatever you say, Aham Brahmasmi is only verbal. But for all practical purposes, you are worried about all mental conditions only. So, as long as you do that, Dehatmana Yada Stitihi, as long as you are identified with the body-mind complex, then what happens? Prarabdham Siddhyati. Your mental reactions are determined by your Prarabdha. That is why, as a Jnani, you say, I should not worry all the time. But as even you say that, your mind continues to worry. Because your worry cannot be totally eliminated by Jnanam, because certain amount of worry is caused by Prarabdha-influenced worry also is there. And then in the mind, how can Jnanam totally eliminate that? In fact, some of the problems are biochemical problems. And the biochemistry is determined by what? By birth itself. And when those biochemical change takes place, the mood disorder, all those things, they happen. And moodily he says, Aham Brahma Asmi. Even that he says moodily. Therefore, as long as one is identified with your mind, Prarabdha also influences one's reactions. You can challenge your Prarabdha only when you are a Sakshi Pradana Jnani. Identified with your mind, you can never challenge Prarabdha. Jnana will certainly influence the mind and support it. Sometimes Prarabdha is so powerful that in spite of Jnanam, the mind goes through all emotional reactions. Therefore, as mind, you can never totally conquer Prarabdha. So therefore, what is the method then? Claim I am not the mind. Let Prarabdha fight with the mind. Whereas I am the illuminator of the success of the mind and the failure of the mind also. And the glory is what? Once you are detached from the mind, mind becomes more successful. For example, you take a tennis player. The tennis player becomes more successful when he is not too much anxious about success. He doesn't care whether he, you know, wins or fails. The more anxious he becomes about success, the very anxiety itself becomes an obstacle for his game. Freedom from anxiety for success is one of the influencing factors for success. Similarly, a Sakshi Pradhana Jnani often conquers Prarabdha than an Ahankara Pradhana Jnani. Because a Sakshi Pradhana Jnani is not even bothered in the mind's failure sometimes. Let the mind fail in spite of Jnanam. This Swami Dayananda, he calls this inner space. You should be detached from the mind and accept the mind's failure sometimes. Therefore, dehatmana stithihi yada bhavati. When you are identified with your mind, prarabdha is going to affect your mind often. And if you want to conquer prarabdha, what should you do? Dehatma bhavaha naiva ishtaha. Don't identify with your mind also. So, dehatma bhavaha, identification with the body-mind complex. Naiva ishtaha, it is never desired by a true seeker. Because you will be anxious with respect to mind's victory over prarabdha. And it is not going to happen all the time. So, prarabdham tyajyatam ataha. Give up tyajyatam. Give up identification with prarabdham also. By disidentifying with the body, so you can drop prarabdha only when you drop body-mind complex. Shloka 461. Sarirasyapi prarabdham kalpana bhranti revahi adhyasthasya kutas sattvam asatyasya kuto janihi ajatasya kuto nashaha prarabdham asatak kutaha. So what is the question then? Prarabdham belongs to whom? The first statement we make is what? Prarabdham does not belong to Atma. And therefore, Sakshi Pradhana Jnani always claims himself as Atma. He never accepts Prarabdha for him. He boldly says, I don't have Prarabdha. And if you ask him, what about your suffering? You know, he also has headache, he also has cough, cold, all that. Then he will ask back the question, what do you mean by your suffering? We may tell him, you know, all this cough, temperature. Do they all belong to Atma or body? For the body, because body has prarabdha. And the next statement is what? Prarabdham belongs to Anatma. From Shloka 458 to 460, that is, prarabdham belongs to Anatma. And for the first statement, up to Shloka 457, he said, prarabdha doesn't belong to Atma. That is the first statement. Prarabdha doesn't belong to Atma. Up to Shloka 457, that was the statement. And from Shloka 458 to 460, the statement is, prarabdham belongs to Anatma. Now from Shloka 461 onwards, Shankaracharya, he says, prarabdham is not for Anatma also. In fact, this is the height of jnanam for a uttama adhikari. Why? This is what actually Gaudapada Acharya, he says in the Mandukya Karika. The real Vedanta is given there. What do we say? To say that prarabdha belongs to Anatma or body, one has to accept the existence of the Anatma. And Shankaracharya says, where is the question of accepting the existence of Anatma? Because for an enlightened person, Anatma does not exist at all. Just as, for example, an awakened person, a person who wakes up from dream world does not exist. Then what about all those things he saw in the dream? In his vision, as given in the Mandukya Upanishad Karika, what it says, பிரம்மைவ ததமிருதம் புரஸ்தாத் பிரம்ம பஷாத் பிரம்ம தட்சிணச்ச பிரம்ம உத்தரேண அதச்ச ஊர்வஞ்ச பிரசிருதம் பிரம்மை வேதம் விஸ்வமிதம் வரிஷ்டம். த ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் ரெக்கக்னைஸ்ட் வாட்டர், ஹீ டசன்ட் ஹாவ் வேவ் அட் ஆல் இன் ஹிஸ் விஷன், பிகாஸ் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் பிஹைண்ட் ஆல் பிளேசஸ் தர் இஸ் ஒன்லி வாட்டர். வென் வி டாக் அபவுட் த பர்த் ஆஃப் அ வேவ், for a person of water vision nothing is born. What is there is wave, that is only water. What was there was also water. So birth of a wave is a misconception. And when there is no birth of a wave, where is the question of death of the wave also? Water was, water is, and water will ever be. Not even an iota of substance was created. Therefore atma was, ஆத்மா இஸ், அண்ட் ஆத்மா எவர் வில் பி. ந கஷ்டித் ஜாயதே ஜீவகா. ஆக்சுவலி தி செகண்ட் அண்ட் தேர்ட் சாப்டர் ஆஃப் தி மாண்டூக்கிய உபனிஷத், மாண்டூக்கிய காரிகா, இஃப் ஒன் இஸ் கம்ஃபர்டபிள் வித் ஆல் தோஸ் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்ஸ் தென் திஸ் போர்ஷன் வில் பிகம் வெரி கிளியர். ஸோ சங்கராச்சாரியா ஹீ இஸ் பிரிங்கிங் அபவுட் திஸ் டாபிக் இன் திஸ் ஸ்லோக. வேர் இஸ் த கொஸ்டன் ஆஃப் அனாத்மா, அண்ட் தேர் ஃபோர் வேர் இஸ் த கொஸ்டன் ஆஃப் பிராரப்தம் பிலாங்கிங் டு அனாத்மா. ஸோ ஹீ சேஸ் ஷரீரஸ்ய அபி பிராரப்த கல்பனா பிராந்தி ஏவ. டு சே தட் பிராரப்தா இஸ் தேர் ஃபார் அனாத்மா இஸ் ஆல்சோ அன் எஜுகேட்டட் டெல்யூஷன். தட் இஸ் இட் இஸ் த டெல்யூஷன் விச் கம்ஸ் ஆஃப்டர் ஹாஃப் பேக்குட் வேதாந்த, ஹாஃப் குக்குடு வேதாந்த. So it is bhranti, it is delusion. Why? Because adhyasthasya kutaha sattvam. For Vedantin who has assimilated Vedanta, the entire world is adhyasaha. Adhyasaha is superimposition. It has got a status which is exactly like a rope snake or a dream. And what is the existence for a dream object or a rope snake? That is the existence for this world also. But what about my experience of the world? If he asks, experience does not prove the existence of a thing. This we have mentioned many times earlier also. What is the example we give? In dream, we experience solid people. They were tangible. They even frightened me. Just because of that, it does not prove the existence of any of them. Because on waking up, I know that the frightening object is non-existent. Similarly, for a jnani, body is not there. Neha na nasti kinchana. Na punya pape, na bhumi rapo, na tejo, na vayuho. Na bhumi rapo, na cha vanni rasti. Na chanilo mesti, na chambarancha. Na punya pape, mama nasti nashaha. Na janma deha, indriya buddhi rasti. I don't have a body. I don't have sense organs. If you can assimilate this, then there is no question of prarabdha at all. Until then, we have got a compromised sadhana. As Swamiji says, what is that? Accept you have a body, mind, and assume that you are still the mind. Accept you have got this viparita bhavana, and therefore you have to drop the viparita bhavana. Therefore, what you should do? Practice nididhyasanam, sit in padmasana posture, close the eye, look at the tip of your nose, then practice all kinds of meditation and rub off the viparita bhavana. What viparita bhavana? The mithya viparita bhavana. Imagine rubbing off the snake in the rope snake example. Go on rubbing so that the snake will go away. So all nididhyasana is rubbing off rope snake. And since you consider rubbing off rope snake is an important sadhana for you, practice it for some time. And once Vedanta is assimilated, you will see how ridiculous all these things are. And therefore, adhyasthasya kutaha sattvam. Where is the question of sattvam for this body, reality for this body? Asattvasya kuto janihi. And so where is the question of birth of janihi, birth of the body also? It is like talking about the birth of a rope snake or its characteristics. Because the moment you imagine it's a snake, you think, oh, whether it is a python, whether it is whatever it is, you know, all kinds of imaginations we think. Similarly, for a jnani, prarabdham discussion indicates the continuation of a delusion. Therefore, asatvasya, for a non-existent shariram, where is the question of janma, birth? Then, ajatasya kutaha nashaha. For the non-existent body, the unborn body, ajatasya, for the unborn body, where is the question of nashaha, maranam, destruction or death? That is why he says, na jayate mriyate va kadachit nayam bhutva bhavita vanabhuyaha. In Bhagavad Gita, there is neither janma nor maranam. When both are not there, prarabdham asataha kutaha. How can you talk about the prarabdham of a birthless and a deathless body? Therefore, there is no question of prarabdha for whom? For a sakshi pradana jnani. Shloka 462. Jnane na jnana karyasya samulasya layo yadi tishtatyayam katam dehaha iti shankavato jadana samadhatum bahya drishtya prarabdham vadati shrutihi natu dehadi satyatva bodhanaya vipaschitam. We read both shlokas 462 and 463 together because the meaning continues in both of them. Now comes the final question. If the scriptures say, and Shankaracharya also argues, that there is no question of prarabdha at all for a sakshi pradana jnani, then how come in certain Upanishads it is said that jnani has got prarabdha? For example, in the Chandogya Upanishad, there is a statement which accepts prarabdha for a jnani. Tasya tava devashiram yavanna vimokshye atasampatye. It's a very popular statement which proves the existence of prarabdha for a jnani. Then how do we resolve this contradiction? How to argue negating shruti? Because Chandogyam is shruti. Further, Shankaracharya says, I am not contradicting the Upanishad at all, because there the Upanishad is talking about an ignorant person. And the ignorant person, he remains in Vyavaharika Drishti alone, because he is ignorant. And he can never accept the fact that there is only Brahman and nothing else. In fact, even Vedantic students, they find it difficult to swallow the statement, Sarvam Brahmamayam Jagat. If you say everything is only Brahman, even a Vedantic student finds it difficult to accept. Then what to talk about as an ignorant person? He looks upon a jnani not as Brahman, but as Shariram only, the body. And as long as Sharira Drishti is there, the Upanishad has to give an answer according to that Drishti, that angle. And therefore, the Upanishad comes down to the level of an ajnani and says, yes, there is body. Just like talking about the origin of a snake. And as long as you have reality to dream, for example, I have to give you shlokas for all this duswapana parihara. You know, people always, they have so many shlokas. You recite those shlokas and sleep. No bad dreams will come to you and all. Or if a bad dream comes, what kind of antidotes you can have? Even though we both know swapna is mithya, but still all these prescriptions are given. Therefore, the Upanishad says, jnani has got prarabdha and that prarabdha sustains the body, and because of that, he has sukha, he has got dukkha, all that thing. Jnani also suffers from diseases. He will live also as long as the prarabdha is there, although the Upanishad says. All these answers the Shruti gives to whom? To an ajnani, to an ignorant person. But if you ask a jnani, what he will say? Name dvesha ragau, name lobha mohau, mado naiva me naiva matsarya bhavaha, na dharmo na charto na kamo na mokshaha, chidananda rupaha, shivoham, shivoham. Name mrityu shanka, name jati bhedaha. పితానైవ మేనైవ మాతాన జన్మ నా బంధుర్ నా మిత్రం గురుర్నైవ శిష్య దర్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఈవన్ గురు ఆర్ ఈవన్ శిష్య దెన్ వాట్ ఈస్ దేర్ చిదానంద రూప శివోహం శివోహం హీ విల్ నాట్ టెల్ దిస్ అవుట్ సైడ్ బికాస్ దెన్ దే విల్ ఆల్ థింక్ హీస్ మ్యాడ్ అండ్ దేర్ ఫోర్ హీ గోస్ అలాంగ్ విత్ ద పీపుల్ అండ్ హీ ఈవన్ అక్సెప్ట్స్ ప్లూరాలిటీ ఇన్ వ్యవహార నౌ లుక్ అట్ ద శ్లోక ది ఫస్ట్ లైన్ ఇస్ విదిన్ కొటేషన్ యాక్చువల్లీ ద థాట్ ఆర్ డౌట్ ఆఫ్ అన్ ఇగ్నరెంట్ పర్సన్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ రివీల్డ్ హియర్ వాట్ డస్ హీ థింక్ ద ఇగ్నరెంట్ పర్సన్ వాట్ డస్ హీ థింక్ జ్ఞానేన సమూలస్య అజ్ఞాన కార్యస్య లయ భవతి ఇన్ వేదాంత ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ దట్ ద హోల్ క్రియేషన్ ఈజ్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ అజ్ఞాన ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లైక్ ద రజ్జు సర్ప ది రోప్ స్నేక్ దట్ ఈస్ బార్న్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ రజ్జు అజ్ఞానం ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ది రజ్జు ది రోప్ rope ignorance and we also have heard when jnanam comes ajnanam goes and the product of ajnanam also goes jnanena ajnana nashaha and ajnana karya nashaha both happen when I gain the rope knowledge rope ignorance goes away that's true and the rope ignorance bond snake also goes away similarly when a person gains atmajnanam ఆర్ అద్వైత జ్ఞానం టూ థింగ్స్ మస్ట్ గో అవే వన్ ఇస్ అద్వైత జ్ఞానం ది అద్వైత జ్ఞానం వెన్ హీ గెయిన్స్ దాట్ ది అజ్ఞానం ఆల్ అజ్ఞానం కాస్ట్ ద్వైతం యూనో దే ఆల్ మస్ట్ గో అవే సో ద్వైతం మీన్స్ వాట్ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ దట్ ఈస్ వై ఇన్ దక్షిణామూర్తి స్తోత్ర ఆచార్య సెడ్ యత్ సాక్షాత్ కురుతే ప్రబోధ సమయే స్వాత్మానమేవ అద్వయం The world should go away and the body is within the world. With the body, because the body is within the world, it also should be negated. Therefore, since the jnani negates the world, jnani should have negated the body also. Therefore, logically speaking, jnani should not have a body. What is the logic? Body is duality. Duality is, you know, plurality. Duality is born out of ignorance. So, when ignorance is gone, duality should go. And therefore, body also should go. But what is our experience? Even after jnanam, the body continues to exist for a jnani. The question is, how come you explain the continuity of the body of a jnani also? So, to this logical answer, the Upanishad gives an answer. Even though jnanam destroys ajnanam, destroys all the duality also. Prarabdham continues for some more time. It is like what we have given this example earlier. For example, when there is a fan running in the hall. Even after switching off the fan, logically the fan should not move. Because the cause of rotation, namely the electricity that is withdrawn. But still because of the momentum, the fan moves for some more time. Similarly, because of the momentum of ignorance, the ignorance is gone, but the effect of ignorance, what is that? A little bit of prarabdha karma that continues. How long will it continue? It depends upon the momentum. It will vary from fan to fan. Similarly, here also, some people live for 50 years, some people 70 years, some people 20 years. It varies from individual to individual. That will satisfy an ignorant person. That question will not come for a jnani because jnani does not see the continuity of the body. Because in the vision of a jnani, there is no body at all. What we call as body is nothing but Brahman. Therefore, jnanena ajnana karyasya layaha bhavati. The thinking of an ordinary person is by knowledge, the product of ignorance, namely the body, sa moolasya, along with ignorance, moolam here is ignorance, along with ignorance, layaha, the destruction or negation, bhavati, that takes place. So, by knowledge, ignorance and the product of ignorance here is what? The body that should be destroyed. Yadi, if this is the logic, if this is the truth, I am dehaha katam tishtati? How come Jnani's body continues? Suppose one says that Jnani's body is not born out of ignorance. Then what will be the problem? Anything that is not born out of ignorance is then satyam. And if Jnani's body is not born out of ignorance, Jnani's body will be then satyam. Then if body is satyam, then what will happen? There will be two satyams. Brahman is satyam and body also, Jnani's body also will be satyam. Then where is the question of Advaitam? So Advaitam can be established only when you can say that body is not born of ignorance. If body is born out of ignorance, how come it does not go away by knowledge? This is the logical question. Iti. Iti means up to this is quotation. That's what they said. So iti shankavataha. There are many who have such a doubt. This is doubt. Why this doubt? Jadan. Because of their dull intellect. These are all people who are jadan. Non-assimilation of Vedantic teaching. Or because of half-baked Vedanta. Jadaha means mandaha. Mandabuddhayaha. They have such a question. Then what Shruti should do for them? Shruti should not tell that they are all mandaha. They are all, you know, unintelligent people. Dull-witted people. It cannot say. Why? Already coming to Vedanta is very difficult. And if you tell the student that you are dull, he will not come to the next class at all. Therefore, instead of saying you have not understood Vedanta, Shruti comes down to the level of ordinary people. And the next shloka, samadhatum, to answer those people, bahya drishtya, from the superficial angle, Shruti hi prarabdham vadati. Shruti temporarily accepts the continuation of prarabdha after jnanam. Therefore, only for superficial or vyavaharika angle, prarabdha continues after knowledge. From paramarthika drishti, there is no existence of prarabdha and therefore there is no question of continuity. Samadhatum, to satisfy the dull people. Shrutihi prarabdham vadati. From bahya or vyavaharika angle. Then what is the paramarthika drishti? Natu dehadi satyatva bodhanaya. By accepting the continuity of deha, deha is the body. The Shruti does not want to accept the paramarthika satyatvam of the body. So dehadi satyatvam. Satyatvam means what? Paramarthika satyatvam here. Bodhanaya na vadati. Shruti does not want to convey the absolute reality of the body, but only from the practical or vyavaharika angle. And paramarthika satyatvam is negated from whose angle? Vipaschitan. For the really intelligent people, Shruti will not give the answer. Shruti will say what? There is no body, there is no shariram also. And no prarabdha also for them. Shloka 464. Paripurnamanadhyantam aprameyam avikriyam ekameva advayam brahma nehananasti kinchanam. So with the previous shloka, shloka 463, Shankaracharya, he concludes the discussion of prarabdha. And his answer is what? For the ordinary people, prarabdham is there for a jnani. But from the jnani's angle itself, there is no prarabdha at all. Then what is jnani's vision? That is going to be given in the following shlokas, shloka 464 to 471. The vision of a jnani. Here we will find in all these shlokas, the second line is repeated. That is the vision of a jnani. What is that? Ekam eva advayam brahma. In jnani's vision, Brahman was, Brahman is, and Brahman will ever be. And what type of Brahman? Ekam eva advitiyam. That means what? Sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bedarahitam. We have explained all these terms earlier. What do you mean by that? Vijatiya Bheda, that means other than Brahman, the consciousness, there is no matter at all. In the vision of a jnani, there is no Chetana Tattvam or Achetana Tattvam other than Brahman. Sarvam Chetanam Brahmaiva. So Vijatiya Bhedaha Nasti. Similarly, there is no Sajatiya Bhedaha also. There is no second consciousness, other second Chaitanyam, other than Brahma Chaitanyam. There is only one. So there is no matter other than Chaitanyam. Then there is no other Chaitanyam also. Similarly, within the Chaitanyam itself, there are no internal differences. Top of Chaitanyam, middle of Chaitanyam, bottom of Chaitanyam, all that. So they are called Swagata Bhedaha. So Chaitanyam alone is there, Ekam Evam Advayam Brahma. To emphasize, Shruti says, Neha Nana Asti Kinchana. Other than this Chaitanyam, there is not even an iota of consciousness or as part of consciousness, and this is the highest vision of an Advaitin. And most of the people, they find extremely difficult to swallow this. And if we can make this statement without any intellectual conflict, then our understanding of Vedanta is thorough. That is, looking at the world by both eyes, I should be able to say, Brahmaiva tadamritam purastat brahma paschat brahma dakshinatascha brahma uttarena adascha urtvancha prasritam brahmaivedam vishwamidam varishtam. Or as Krishna tells in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahmarpanam, Brahmahavihi, Brahmagno, Brahmanahutam. Other than Brahman, nothing else is there. It is so difficult to accept. That is why even great philosophers, they reject this teaching. Sankhya philosophy, Yoga, Nyaya, Vaiseshika, Purvamimamsakas, Dvaitam, Visishtadvaitam. All these philosophers, they reject the teaching because it is extremely difficult to say consciousness alone is there. There is no matter at all. Not now, in all three periods of time. And Shankaracharya says that there are some rare people who are able to understand and assimilate. And what do they say? Ekam evam advitiyam brahma. Actually, this is the quotation from the Chandogya Upanishad. Sadaiva Saumyam Idamagra Asit Ekameva Dvitiyam. Then Neha Nanasti Kinchana. That is a quotation from Katopanishad and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad also. Nana, Nana means what? Plurality. Kinchana, Kinchana means even a little bit. Iota. So even an iota of plurality or matter na asti iha. Iha means in this Brahman. Not at all there. Then what about Prarabdha? When I am saying there is nothing else, where is the question of Prarabdha at all? Then if you ask how the body survives, then he will ask, where is the body? Then how come there are students? If you ask, where are the students? And then how come you say there is teacher? He will ask, where is the teacher? That is why they say, when this jnani went with all Shishya, there's a story. There was this running, you know, elephant running amok. And this jnani also ran away. Then the Shishya asked him, you say there is no elephant at all and everything is Brahman. You taught only this morning. And why did you run away from the elephant? He said, running also is Brahman only. There is no running also, there is no elephant also, there is no body also which is running. And then how come I experience all these? If you ask, experience does not prove reality. If one does not understand this, all will be confusion only. We saw the example of dream, which is experienced very tangibly. We know that it is only experiential, but not factual. Similarly, elephant, prarabdha, running, body, all these are all experienced, but not factually. Then what is that Brahman? Paripurnam, infinite. These are all actually meditation slokas. There is nothing to teach afresh here because we have seen all these things in detail, all those words in detail earlier. Here we are only bringing those words for seeing the teaching. Anadi anantam, without beginning and end. Aprameyam, is never an object of experience, and a vikriyam, which is never subject to modification, is changeless Brahman. That alone is there, and that Brahman I am. Matto nanyaha kinchit atrasti vishvam. There is no world other than me, just as there is no dream world other than me, the observer. Shloka 465. Sadganam chidganam nityam anandaganam akriyam ekameva advayam brahma nehana nasti kinchana. Sadganam. Sadganam means there is only one Brahman which is pure. Ganam means pure. Chidganam, pure consciousness, not existence, unconsciousness. Careful. Then there will be two things. If you say existence, unconsciousness, then there will be two things. Or if you say one part of Brahman is existence and the other part of Brahman is consciousness, that is also wrong. Because we have said Brahman does not have any parts at all. So what do we say? Brahman is pure consciousness, which is pure existence also. Similarly, Ananda Ghanam, which is pure Ananda also, not experiential Ananda, but non-experiential, original Ananda. Experiential Ananda is only a reflection of the original Ananda in the mind. That is Satchidananda Swarupam Nityam. Nityam means eternal. Akriyam, without any karma or action. Ekameva advitiyam brahma. That Brahman alone is neha nanasti kinchana. There is no plurality at all. And the beauty is here what? In this statement itself, there are so many words and letters, so much of plurality, that confuses the Dvaitins. Even to say the statement, what do we need? We need a mouth. Behind the mouth, there should be a mind. And that person is seated in some place. And there are students listening to him. Is it at all not contradicting? They are all plurality. It is like saying what? Swamiji said, you know, I don't have a tongue. He is saying this. I don't have a tongue. And my father is a Nitya Brahmachari. All these things are all fully contradictions. If my father is a Brahmachari, how am I born? So how can the Advaitin say there is no plurality? Even the word Advaitam, if you take, it is made up of what? Advaitam. Remember, Advaitam is not non-perception of Dvaitam. So all concepts have to be very clear. Advaitam is not non-perception of Dvaitam. Advaitam is in spite of perceiving Dvaitam. You continue to perceive. You continue to experience and assert that there is only Advaitam. That is why Krishna himself said, if people don't understand Advaitam, there is no wonder. In fact, if a person understands Advaitam, all the time seeing Dvaitam, if one can assert Advaitam, it is the greatest wonder. Ascharyaha vakta kushalosya labdha ascharyo jnata kusalanushishtaha. Katopanishad says, seeing Dvaitam day in and day out, one should be able to say there is no Dvaitam. Without seeing Advaitam, so seeing Dvaitam, one should be able to say there is no Dvaitam. Without seeing Advaitam, one should be able to assert Advaitam alone is Satyam. See how difficult it is. That is why we say this Jnanam is the greatest Jnanam. Shloka 466. Pratyagekarasam purnam anantam sarvato mukham ekameva advayam brahma nehana nasti kinchana. Now Shankaracharya is worried, because in all the previous shlokas he said Brahman alone is, and there is nothing other than Brahman. Ekameva advayam brahma neha nanasti kinchana. That's what he said. So listening to this statement, the student will say that Brahman alone is there. He will say that Brahman alone is there, that Brahman alone is there, that Brahman alone is there. Then what will happen? He will tend to objectify that Brahman. And if Brahman is object somewhere, then there will be duality. a Brahman and the person who talks about that Brahman. So Shankaracharya says, never say there is Brahman. Learn to convert that Brahman into Brahma Atma Aham. Therefore, it is not Brahman alone is there, but it is I alone am there. The subject alone is. There is no object at all. This alone is elaborately analyzed in Mandukya Upanishad, third chapter. It's called Advaita Prakaranam, which is called also Ajativadaha. So when I say I, the subject alone is there, there is no object. Then my status of being a subject also, that also is gone. Why? Because I can get the name subject only from the standpoint of an object. Therefore, subject-object vilakshana ahameva asmi. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, pratyag, pratyag means the atma, I, that Brahman, is nothing but I, the conscious principle, observer, which is eka rasam, without any second thing. It is unmixed with anything, unadulterated. Then Purnam, this we have seen earlier, is full and complete. And Anantam, it is limitless. One can be taken from the Desha or the space angle, Desha Drishti. And the another one can be taken from the Kala Drishti, time. That is Desha Drishtya Purnaha, Kala Drishtya Anantaha, and Sarvato Mukham. Which direction the consciousness is facing? We cannot talk about direction at all. Sarvato Mukham, it is turned in all directions. It is all pervading. Ekameva Dvayam Brahma Neha Nanasti Kinchana. And the nearest experience, if we have to talk about, what is that? Experientially, it is what we experience every day when? In Sushupti, in sleep. So Sajatiya, Vijatiya, Swagata, Beda Rahitam. Without any of these Vedas, any of these differences. If you want to experientially see, we don't have to do anything, any big meditation or any big tapas or anything. What all we have to do? We have to just doze off even if it is in the middle of the class. There is no sajatiya, vijatiya, swagata, bedaha. Therefore, experiential advaitam is not at all difficult. Only cognitive advaitam alone, that requires all the sadhanas. Therefore, all the time we are working not for Advaita experience. We have it all the time. Advaita anubhava we have, but Advaita jnanam, that alone requires lot of study and sadhana. Shloka 467. Aheyam anupadeyam anadheyam anashrayam ekameva advayam brahma nehananasti kinchana. Aheyam anupadeyam, that Brahman can never be rejected, taken from me, nor can it be received by me. It is neither available for rejection nor for reception. Why? Because it is the form in the form of I, an object that then, can be received or rejected. If it is an object, then the object can be received or rejected. But the subject can never neither be received by me nor rejected by me. Both are possible only with respect to an object. I, the subject, I cannot either reject me nor receive me. The receiver or rejecter cannot be received or rejected. Therefore, I, the Brahman, is aheyam, unrejectable, and anupadeyam, unreceivable. Actually, in Lalita Sahasranama, there is a very beautiful name for Ambad. Heyopadeya Varjitaye Namaha. Even though it is a simple stotra, Lalita Sahasranama stotra, everybody is reciting regularly. It has got the highest Vedanta in it. Heya Upadeya Varjita. Aheyam Anupadeyam. even though we worship goddess as an outside entity. You objectify the goddess, right? Worship her as an outside entity. One of the names is what? Goddess is not an object, but she is myself, who is neither available for reception nor rejection. Then anadeyam, anashrayam. It is neither the thing which is supported, nor is it a supporter of something. Neither it is supported nor supporter. Because to have the supporter-supported relationship, what we need? We need again duality. In the height of Advaitam, there is no anatma at all. Sarvam atmamayam jagat. That is the height of Advaitam, no anatma at all. Therefore, who is to support whom? Then what is it? Ekameva advayam brahma neha nanasti kinchana. So the same line is repeated in other shlokas also, which we will see. They are mostly self-explanatory. No new concept is given except whatever words we have seen earlier are just only brought to bring out the teaching. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya ya parasa maheshwarah. Sri Krishna namastu Narayana. Okay. Stop.